This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Just a man and his will to survive. Good evening, Bahamas. This is Kendini Campbell, and we're listening to Kenny's Corner. You're listening. We're going to have an interesting show this evening. Before we get directly into the meat of our show, we are going to have an opportunity to speak with Miss Shirley Pinder. She is the HR's female finest, ladies and gentlemen. She's here this evening to speak with us about legislative reform, the town hall meeting that's scheduled for October 7th and October 8th in Grand Bahama. And then we're going to speak with Diane Gibson, who is going to get us in that sexy black dress, in that sexy white dress. She's going to make it all possible for us to be naked in front of the mirror without any imperfections. But, you know, imperfections make us who we are. And so we're going to have that conversation with Shirley the first 10, 15 minutes. But we want to dive directly into that. Shirley Pinder, how are you this evening?
Listen, I'm doing well, and I am excited because I'm in Kenny's Corner.
You are in Kenny's Corner, Shirley. It is so good to have you here with us. Now, Shirley, you are representing for us, by all intents and purposes, what is going to happen for the legislative reform town hall meeting here in New Providence on October 7th, and then in Grand Bahama on October 8th. Tell us what the Legislative Reform Town Hall meeting is about.
The Town Hall, Kenny, is about the opportunity for the general public to be able to hear about proposals that are being made in regard to changes to labor legislation in the country. We have had a robust set of discussions literally for a couple of years now, I would say. But the truth is, in order for these changes to be considered by the government and even to be enacted, public consultation is needed. Okay. And, you know, that's only a fair thing. The reality is it's what all persons, when I say all, that is the best practice approach that countries as well as the ILO propose, that whenever you're doing changes to legislation, it should not be done in isolations with just one person making these changes or one body or entity making changes, but you need to engage a variety of stakeholders. And we've done that. We have had symposiums, we've had meetings, we've had focus groups, and it's now to the point that we need to hear from our public. We need to hear from the average man and woman on the street, the average Bahamian, about what they think in regard to how labor legislation should be crafted for our country.
Now, Pia Glover-Roll, the Honorable Pia Glover-Roll, has made this all possible. She wants the conversation to happen, not in solo, but in tandem, because we're working with different unions. You're working with everyday people like myself, like yourself. These are the people that are actual laborers in the country. Now, when the Honorable Pia Glover-Roll set up this mandate, what was the very first thing that came to your mind when you said town hall meeting and inclusiveness? What came to your mind, Shirley?
What came to my mind is transparency.
Okay.
Transparency came to my mind as well as participation. You know, at the end of the day, we can't expect people to just receive or be guided by changes that are made without them giving their input. And that's what this town hall is about. There's really two focus. One, to inform and educate them about the proposed recommendations that are being made. But secondly, to gain their feedback, to gain their input, and to have even their insight into the recommendations that are being proposed. So at the end of the day, we want persons to know that they are a part of this process, okay, and that they were given the opportunity to participate in this process. And this process really is about the modernization of labor legislation in our country.
Okay, I understand. Now, when we speak about labor and modification and inclusiveness, mm-hmm, I understand that you're also taking this to Grand Bahama because NASA does not operate in silo. So why is the need for you to take it to Grand Bahama?
Well, the Bahamas isn't just NASA.
Correct.
And a lot of times, you know, we sometimes act that way or we tend to indicate that may be the case. But the Bahamas consists of all of our islands and keys. And so while the Nassau Town Hall is being held, Kenny, the opportunity is being given for the islands in the North and Central Bahamas to actually phone in and to observe and live streaming through a webinar what's going to be happening at the town center, the town hall meeting on next week, Tuesday.
Okay.
So when they can not only see what's happening in real time, but they can actually put in their questions in the chat via the Zoom link. They can come off mic once we have that period of questions and answers where they ask questions to the presenters, where they in turn say their thoughts, you know, live in real time, so that literally every island has an opportunity to participate. So the Southern Islands will be connected to the Nassau Town Hall, and then the Northern Islands will be connected to the Freeport Town Hall. So we are going to spread the word out this entire week.
And so there's no reason for anybody to say, oh, I didn't know, oh, I didn't hear, they didn't include me, I wasn't aware. This is all being made possible through a town hall meeting. You have a media blitz. Everybody should be aware of this information.
Not only aware, I want to personally invite,
okay,
everyone who is listening to this call tonight and who will be hearing us on the various platforms throughout the week and
okay,
next week to please come out.
Okay.
Please come out because you're important. Your voice matters.
Okay.
And so that is what my personal invitation is about.
Okay.
And anybody needing information, they can feel free to contact me.
Okay. Now, Shirley, do you want to give them your email, your WhatsApp? How do you want them to contact you?
Okay. They can respond to cherrylee.pinder@bahamas.gov.bs.
Okay.
Or they can call me via cell at 557-1268. I'll be happy to hear from you. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And by all means, I'll be there to personally greet you at the town halls.
Okay. Now, Shirley, when it comes up to the legislative reform, does that also mean that you're going to take under very careful consideration what the general public has to say?
We have to.
We have to.
We absolutely have to. We cannot have a process like this and not take into account what the general public will say. And the truth of the matter is there are going to be some of the recommendations that the public will wholeheartedly support and be right on board with, and there will be no need to try to sell any pipe dreams to anybody. There are going to be some that are going to require some more conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we're not the smartest people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I always believe that. I believe that no matter how experienced you are and how skilled you are,
mm-hmm,
you can't believe that you know everything.
No.
So there's somebody who's going to attend, some member of the public, in whatever industry they belong to or bracket of society they belong to, who may have an idea that we have not even considered, has not been even recommended at this point based on the engagement exercise we've had. And so we are open to not only hearing, but making revamps and changes, because nothing that's going to be presented, and I want the public to know that, is in stone.
Okay.
There's always the opportunity to hear your voice, and based on something that you say or you offer, we can make changes.
Thank you, Shirley. We're going to go to a quick break. Ladies and gents, you're listening to Kenny's Corner on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. Carl Jr. just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting,
jumping in. Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I will survive. It's amazing the things that women go through, but guess what? We have to survive. And we're here this evening and we're speaking with Ms. Shirley Pinder. She's an HR consultant. She is speaking about the legislative reform town hall meeting. Shirley, are you going to stick around with us to find out what Diane has to say about sexy time and weight loss and how we should... Are you going to stick around with us?
I think that's going to be a very titillating conversation. And I may need to stand by.
You may have to.
You have to stand by.
Now, Shirley, I'm going to give you 2 more minutes and I want you to talk to us about exactly what you would have already said, but just give us some more meat in terms of the legislative reform town hall meetings in New Providence on the 7th and Grand Bahama on the 8th for me, please.
Well, what I was speaking to a little early, and for those viewers who just listen, and for benefit of those who may need further clarity, the town hall meetings that are being held on the 7th and 8th are in conjunction with labor legislative reform that is taking place or being proposed for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And what we want to do in these town halls are engage citizens, stakeholders, community leaders in dialogue on legislative reform. You know, we want to promote transparency in this process. We want to ensure that people participate and they're a part of what will be the modernization of labor legislation in this country. And so at the end of the day, we want general public to know that their voices not only matter, but it helps to shape our national priorities, right? So I want to personally invite them to come out to the town hall meetings that will be held on Tuesday the 7th in Nassau at the National Training Agency starting at 6 o'clock, and they will be held on Wednesday the 8th in Grand Bahama at the Wynn Building, which houses the Ministry of Labor and the Public Service. We want the Family Islanders to also know that they are a part of this process too. So whereas we may not be able to travel to them, we are using online platforms, Zoom in particular, to have links available so that Family Island residents can tune in to the town hall meetings and participate. So that participation will look like sending questions in the chat, coming off of mic during our Q&A period to ask questions, or even just give comments and give insights into what you would have heard. And in addition to that, we want people to be aware of the opportunity again for citizens to be heard. According to ILO, this is best practice, mm-hmm. that whenever you have any type of labor legislation change or reform, general public should be involved in the process. Absolutely. And so public consultation is key. It is essential. And I want you to know that as a government who is spearheading this initiative, they're committed to inclusivity as well as accountability.
Okay. So, and this has been also the mandate of the Honorable Pia Glover Rolle.
The mandate of Minister Pia Glover Rolle, okay. who is the Minister of Labor and the Public Service.
Okay.
And so we encourage everyone to attend, whether in person or whether you're joining online.
Okay.
Reforms are about creating more effective and efficient systems, and that's what this is about.
Okay. Shirley, I look forward. I think that I may have to come and visit you at this town hall meeting.
You better.
So, because I'm an independent laborer, you know, so I'm going to have to come and see what how that affects me.
Absolutely.
Okay. So people Absolutely. In the orange economy will be represented then.
I expect them to be there.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you. We will all be there. Thank you so much, Ms. Shirley Pinder. And if you want to stick around for this titillating conversation,
please
you can,
do.
You can
please listen, do, listen, girl.
Listen.
You are well able.
Listen.
Because we had to cut that part out.
I think this may be trouble, but as I heard someone in the U.S. say, a former mayor of Atlanta said, there's good trouble.
There's good trouble. And I must tell you that I attended university in Atlanta, and I want you to know there was good trouble in College Park. I love that type of trouble. So just yourself a
Kenny, where did you go to school in Atlanta?
I went to Clark Atlanta University.
So did I.
And Morris Brown.
I went to Clark Atlanta University from 92 to 94.
I surely did.
Best 2 years of my life.
I graduated from Clark Atlanta University and Morris Brown College.
Listen to me. I stayed in Bumstead. That was my hall.
I lived in College Park. I first started to live in the dorms, and that dorm life was not for me. And so I quickly took all mommy. I was like, mommy, this ain't gonna work.
Listen.
And so I was myself and my roommate, Dr. Kamala Gray, and we lived in College Embarcadero in College Park, right next to an Applebee's. And when we would go to Applebee's, I would take a Coke from home, ask for a cup of ice. We order some wings. I even worked at McDonald's at the train station, the MARTA stop downtown. I worked at and then I knew how to get a scholarship. And I got a scholarship from McDonald's.
Well, let me tell you the little joke about MARTA. For everyone who's on the call, MARTA is the public transportation system mm-hmm. in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
And I remember the very first weekend that I called home after arriving in Atlanta, my mommy asked me, how are things going? And I said, oh, mommy, things are going fine. You know, I went on MARTA. I took MARTA. Oh, I use MARTA to go to the mall. She was like, oh, it's nice you find a friend.
I can tell you that. Now, we are going to talk right now with Ms. Gibson. Ms. Gibson, it is a pleasure to have you here. I've only seen you on Facebook, and I see that you have such an awesome response, and you're speaking through your Facebook. It seems very authentic, and women seem to gravitate towards what it is that you have to offer. So when I put out my collateral in regards to you being on the show, there were so many women that said, Kenny, I go to her. She's fantastic. Aww. I lost 30 pounds. I fell off, but I go back now. I can tell you right now, I like to eat. I's a big
eater. We all like to eat.
Right? But before we get to the real nitty gritty of the weight loss, I want to talk about the sex part in the weight loss.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? just tell me, when it comes up to sex and weight loss, do you think when you lose weight, you're sexier? I mean, do you think that you feel sexier because you feel like you can do all these acrobatic moves? What happens?
Well, definitely there's a physical element to sex. So you want to train for the best sex ever.
And I will be a good trainer. I will be trained.
That's right.
I will be trained.
You want to be trained. So
yes.
When we're in there doing those yoga poses, there's a reason we're doing those yoga poses.
Okay.
You know, it's not just for nothing.
Okay.
You know, we want to make sure we're flexible, both mind, body, and spirit when we hit that bedroom for sure.
Exactly.
But what I can say is, sex gets better when you love yourself more. When you feel more confident and you feel more comfortable in your body, you're more comfortable in the bedroom. You don't have to hide. You don't have to keep the lights off. And it really doesn't matter what size you are. It's more about the self-love, the self-acceptance, and feeling good in the skin that you're in. A lot of people think that weight loss, the journey, is about hitting a number on the scale. But the love of yourself happens long before you hit that number on your scale. Mm. So once you start the journey and you start prioritizing yourself, you start to change as a woman. You start to dress different, look different, command the room's attention.
Exactly.
Command the bedroom, you know, whatever it may be.
We must command the bedroom. That is important.
You must. You got to make sure, you know, you getting what you went in there for. I mean, you're not just there for him.
Yeah.
So all of that comes together when you start to feel comfortable in your body, in yourself.
Now tell me something. When it comes up to menopause, because I'm a woman of a particular age and menopause has been kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I go to sleep and underneath my neck is a river, right? And then I kick one foot out. And then I'm better again. And then sometimes I eat. And then sometimes I don't want anything to eat at all. But how does menopause and your program affect a woman?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm the only certified nutritionist that's certified in menopause care. I think there's one or two others on the island. But I am the only one that does fitness, nutrition, as well as GLP-1 certified coaching.
What is GLP-1? Tell me, because I see it on the TikTok. Yeah, my daughter say.
I think that conversation we can get into deeper towards the end. But everyone keeps hearing, you know, all the buzzwords: Ozempic, Tirzepatide, Mounjaro, Semaglutide, all of these medications that the stars are on. And what we're not talking about is the benefits of some of these medications to menopause. Menopause symptoms, microdosing. So it hasn't really become hip in this country yet that there's a lot of women using the medications not just for weight loss, for inflammation, for brain fog, for all types of things that menopause brings.
But Diane, you mentioned something that was very, very important the other day on your post. You said that there's almost a stigma related to using any type of aid to lose weight. It's almost as if, though, okay, I take an Ozempic, but I don't want her to know.
Right.
Or I take an Ozempic, but I can't tell nobody else how I get to lose the weight or how I'm feeling better.
Absolutely. And in general, behaviors are very private. We want to succeed.
Except when they're scheming.
Mm. And even when they try to be private, it ain't private.
Right.
But anyway, two things bohemians don't like to do. We don't like to brag about ourselves. So if we're losing weight and we're looking good, we kind of downplay our success instead of really celebrating what's right. great about it. I mean, just the small wins, like getting up in the morning and doing your walk and stuff. We should feel proud about those type of changes. And you should be able to brag a little bit about the stuff that you're doing because it helps in your journey. You know, it helps with your endorphins. It helps you continue and stick with the journey. And we tend to be very, very, very private. I ask my clients a lot. I find it unique that we have a 97% success rate with our clients with weight loss. Oh. A gym or a fitness center has about a maybe 15 to 20% success rate.
Okay.
And the difference is the coaching. So when we say coaching, that means it's not just a fitness class, it's not just a meal plan, but we get to know all of our clients individually. We know about their lives, their jobs, because we all know what we should be doing to lose weight. But the trick is, how do we actually do it and do it consistently and do it forever? We can do it for a short time. We can hit a goal. But most of us have lost weight millions of times and end up gaining it back, some or most of it back. And it's this cycle of gaining and losing and gaining and losing. So what we do different is tap into the psychology of not only weight loss, weight management. So after you've lost it, how to keep it. And I hate to tell you out there, but the losing the weight is actually the easier part. The maintaining the weight loss is actually the trickier part.
Right.
And how do we, in a culture that we do everything with food, we celebrate with food, we mourn with food, food is entertainment to us, how do we survive in a way where we can still eat some of the things that we love and we enjoy, but in a way that it honors our bodies and who we are and who we want to be. So there's this funny balance, and a lot of it taps into the psychology of why we gain the weight in the first place. And it can be different for everyone, but I think culturally there may be some reasons that we can analyze and look at following patterns of people before us. But in particular in our culture, women are very busy. And so we've lost the time to really cook dinner at home. I don't know how old y'all are, but I remember growing up, my mom working very hard. But for some reason, every evening we sat down at a dinner table and we had dinner together. We didn't eat out of a bag in the car. We didn't eat in front of the TV or a PlayStation. We had to sit down and have dinner with our family. My dad was there. My mom was there. I have 8 brothers and sisters.
Jesus.
Yes. We would have dinner at a table and we would talk about your day at school. We would talk about all this stuff. And not only were we eating better food because it was home-cooked food, but there was a key family component which is missing now. Some of the reason maybe we're having some of the trouble with the young men out there, that family connection every day, dad checking in on how your day was going, if anything was happening at school, your parents expecting you to be there, making sure your homework was done, that parenting. Because we are so busy in surviving, we need the money to pay our bills. And so we're working hard, we're working overtime, sometimes working 2 and 3 jobs. And the family structure is just slowly eroding away because of it. And of course, if we don't have time for those simple things, how can somebody expect you to find time for exercise or prepping food or clean shopping and all that stuff? We are just eating what is fast and convenient to us.
What's available.
What's available. And
which
what
is not necessarily good.
Right. And also what gives us kind of like this immediate pleasure too, because you're so busy all day that when you sit down and you have that meal, you get this endorphin release, this after you've eaten something really delicious. And that dopamine hit from the food takes us down from the stress of our day.
It does, because I could tell you, like, every Thursday night at my house is Oriental night, and I cannot wait for Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I only have a small portion of it, I want that. I want that taste. But I need Diane to get to some of the questions, because not all of the questions that I have, you have 46 questions.
Oh, God.
In my inbox. Not all of my questions came from women. Some of them came
right.
from men, and some
okay.
came from teenagers. But in our conversation, you mentioned that we are the 4th largest contingency for obesity in the world. Is that correct?
I believe at the last count in World Health Organization, if you're out there, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe at the last statistical count, we used to be the sixth, and I know that we went up, and I believe it's the fourth. And the country that is higher than us, that's number one, is a Samoan country, a Polynesian country, who traditionally over time hereditarily is more obese, the Polynesian countries. They are number one, and I think we are number, I think it is number four at this time.
Unbelievable.
Which is crazy. It is crazy because, I mean, most countries are becoming more obese, not just us.
Okay.
But there has to be something unique to us that we have this issue kind of multiplied. And like I said, some of it is the busyness factor. Having fast food available to us, basically lined up one after the other. I want you to notice something. If you go drive the airport road, mm-hmm. once you hit the airport, there's a Wendy's.
Yes.
After you drive past that Wendy's, you keep driving all the way to Albany. How many fast food places can you count?
I don't know.
I don't even think I know of any after that.
There's none.
There's none.
There's none.
Mm-mm. There are restaurants.
But there's not
fast foods are predominantly in the inner cities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's how it was in Atlanta too. Like all the churches, all the Popeyes were in the inner cities.
And the thing is, we don't realize that this is by design. This is not by accident.
Absolutely.
And so where they feel health is a priority to maybe expats or families of affluent families, mm-hmm. where they would prioritize their health more or may not think of fast food as not being healthy for their children, not wanting it for their children, right? They don't have the fast foods there. But when you go, let's say, for example, down Carmichael, one after another at another, and it's literally a brainwash of us to buy more fast food because it becomes more and more convenient, more and more readily available. And the fast food is designed to be addictive. When McDonald's designed the chicken nugget, they got scientists and nutritionists and, you know, a board together, and they wanted to find a food that would be highly addictive and attractive to children so they could hook in their next generation of customers. And so they took the three most addictive ingredients in food, sugar, fat, and salt, and they created the chicken nugget and marketed it with a toy to our kids.
Wow. Let's get to some of these questions. This one question here says, what role does strength training play in reshaping the male body? Do you deal with male clients?
Yes, we have both male and female clients. And the thing is, strength training is important for both males and females. The reason, and he didn't say whether he was overweight or not overweight. No. However, one of the best ways to increase your metabolism is to build your lean muscle mass. When you have lean muscle, you naturally burn calories quicker and more efficiently. And so whatever your goal is, of course, muscle is great for performance. It's good for look and physique. But for overall metabolism and health, the muscle mass is important.
Okay, this next question reads, how does diet affect testosterone levels? Is it a fact or is it a myth that when a man loses his tummy, he gains length in his penis?
I don't know if it actually gets longer, but it sure appears longer without all that stomach hiding it. I didn't know I was going to have these kind of questions.
Listen, my show is not for children. I have, and just how my listeners think, they send me the messages.
Boy,
exactly
I see that.
Way.
And what I would say, too, is your performance. We were talking about this when we paused, but mm-hmm. your performance in the bedroom taps into your health and your nutrition. Mm-hmm. When your body is in shape, you have better stamina in the bedroom. And what we don't realize is all these toxic ingredients in foods, they affect our performance in the bedroom.
Are orgasms related to your food choices?
Absolutely. Your food choices, your self-image, your body image. But for example, if I ate crap over the weekend mm-hmm. and I show up out on the field to work out Monday morning, what do you think my performance is going to be like out there?
Garbage.
Same thing in the bedroom.
Okay.
So if your dude is eating all this big, heavy food and has this big, you know, big meal in his belly and there's not much nutrition in that meal, his performance is probably not going to be as good in the bedroom. And correct me if I'm wrong, ladies. If you're out there, please chime in.
I'm eager. I'm eager to see, because my text line is blowing. this text reads, and I'm reading all of the mail questions. What are the top foods men should avoid for belly fat reduction?
Oh, if they want to reduce belly fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely we all know the big ones. Healthy fats are great. So I don't want to say fat, because healthy fats, you want healthy fats, are good for your organs. They help with your appetite. They keep your skin supple and young. But the unhealthy fats, number one, the saturated fats, the Crisco oil, that type of stuff. Also, the processed sugars.
Okay.
So, of course, that is going to be an issue. And then all of the chemicals. Okay. The chemicals are the worst because they mess with our hormones. So all of these dyes and preservatives, the closer you can eat from the ground or an animal that eats from the ground, those foods are the cleaner foods. And I always look at it from a Christian standpoint, even though we're talking a lot about sex today. Think of the foods that God prepared for us, that gave us to eat. We don't need to tamper with it. He already gave us the perfect foods. We just need to eat them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this question here, I'm going to move to some of the female questions, because we have male-oriented questions, it seems. We have a drayload of female questions. And we also have some teenage questions in here as well, because notice that we have a large majority of children that are overtly obese.
Yes.
So this question reads, what role does hormone health play in women's weight loss?
Hormone health is huge, whether it's menopause, PCOS, or just an imbalance in hormones because of stress or lack of sleep. There's lots of reasons why our hormone levels may be off. And that's one of the big things in our program that's a little different than a traditional gym or fitness type program. We have a huge... as everybody knows, we have a lot of PCOS in this country for whatever reason.
It's really abnormal.
It's really prevalent and it is abnormal. Mm-hmm. And even cancers and stuff, which is another topic. But with the PCOS and menopause symptoms that seem to be more severe, and even girls having periods at very young ages, we have to realize that a lot of these are hormone imbalances. And again, they come from these processed foods that we're eating. And so if we start at a really young age eating a lot of fast food or eating processed foods for breakfast and, you know, not having good clean foods, it is going to activate our hormone levels. And then some of these fast foods that we're eating, you know, we talk about the chicken and the beef sources. You have to realize that they're kind of factory developed. And so they're pumped with all kinds of hormones so that they grow bigger and they grow faster. And then we eat them and we're eating these same things that are affecting our bodies. Mm. And so that is really real. And one of the first things we do with female clients that come to us is we put our clients on what's called a 7-day clean eating detox.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. And with the clean eating detox, we remove all of that chemical stuff for 7 days. You get access to the infrared sauna for 7 days. There is a tea, but it's not a laxative type tea. It's more for inflammation and for hunger, to help stay satisfied and not feel hungry.
Okay.
And once you do the 7-day detox, and try to that week focus on making sure you're getting enough sleep, reducing your stress level. We don't even have you exercise that week, because what we're trying to do is balance your hormones that week.
But how do you get
naturally
to sleep? How do you get to sleep and stay asleep?
Sweetie, that is a whole process in itself. Believe it or not, we have to train our clients in stress management and sleep. There's 4 pillars in wellness. Fitness and nutrition are the obvious ones that we talk about all the time. But balance, stress management, and recovery sleep, those are the 2 that are lacking in most weight loss programs. And those have the biggest effects on our hormone levels. They have to be addressed. You can be doing the other 2, but if you're missing one of the other ones, it's part of why you're struggling keeping the weight off. because your body is going to hold on. When your body is under stress and it doesn't get enough rest, especially for a woman, your cortisol levels go up. Cortisol is what creates belly fat. We wonder why in menopause we start to get this belly around the middle. That is our cortisol levels going up. And so in our program,
I can't just cut the cortisol out.
It's not that simple. Oh. It's not that simple. And sometimes people will be doing everything. Man, coach, you know, I'm eating right. I'm showing up to all my workouts. I'm doing all this stuff. And sometimes the key is they're not getting enough sleep. Or sometimes the workouts they're doing are not appropriate for the stage in the life that they're in. If you're a woman who's menopausal, if you're having an issue with cortisol, we may have to take down the intensity of your workout, do more consistent, moderate workout, because workout is also a stressor. And if you already have an activated cortisol level and then you're creating more cortisol because you're doing an aggressive workout, sometimes taking it down will break your plateau and you'll start losing again.
Okay. I'm going to just jump here and go into these questions from my teenagers.
Sure.
I have a young girl. How do I say to her, baby, you're getting too big? How do I avoid peer pressure when it comes to her and junk food?
Well, when it comes to children and adolescents, you have to be very careful as to how you address weight gain or body image. And I remember when my son was growing up, my son had a little chunky period, you know, and I can remember being young and me having a little chunky period and stuff. But you don't want to create a stigma with children about food, their bodies, or exercise. Most children will, especially boys, will grow out of it with a growth spurt. But what we have to look at is usually if a child is gaining weight, it comes down to two things, food and activity level. Usually more food than activity level. And where are they getting their food from?
Us.
Us. We are the parents, right? Even at school, we're still the parents. And we forget sometimes that we are the parents. So in my household, when my son was growing up, he could eat whatever he wanted. He was never told he couldn't eat anything. But as a habit, we pretty much always had a big water cooler. We drank a lot of water. That was pretty normal. He still pretty much only drinks water today.
Right.
But when we would eat our vegetables and our protein first, and then whatever else we were having, pasta, pizza, fries, whatever, it would come afterwards. Mm. So it's like your food comes in courses. We have our salad. We have the meat come with the, you know, hot vegetables. If you're still hungry, we'll add some pasta or whatever it may be. But even if a child eats something that's unhealthy, what we want to make sure is that they're getting the nutrition at the same time.
Okay.
And when you have a child that's a picky eater, they got that from us because we introduced them to the foods they're eating. And if they were introduced to foods that were very high in sugar, fat, and salt, of course, when they go back to a healthier food without those ingredients, it's going to taste very bland to them. But if they grew up on fruits, they're going to want fruits, right? Usually kids are eating bad because we don't have time to cook the food for them, or we don't have time to wash the vegetables or the fruits and have it in the fridge. I promise if you cut up fruits and you put it in front of them, kids will eat them, especially fruits, right? If they're in the fridge and they're already clean, they'll eat them. Your teenagers will eat them. What they're not going to do is clean them, cut them up. They're not going to do that. So they're going to go for what's convenient. In our home, even now, but when my son was growing up and even now, we didn't keep unhealthy food in the house. And it's not that we never ate it, but if we're going to eat it, we got to get dressed. We got to find the keys. We got to go in the car. We got to drive and have it. We don't take a doggy bag home. We leave it there and we come back home to our environment where things are, you know, healthy again.
Okay.
You know, even now, my partner, coach, and I, we go to the movies and we eat nachos sometimes, or we'll have pizza sometimes like normal people do, but we don't keep it in our home because in our home, we want to have control over what we decide to eat. You know, and when we go out, you know, we'll eat whatever we want to have and enjoy it. But for most of our meals, we're going to stick with the protein, the vegetables. We call it the 80-20 rule in our coaching program. 80% of the time, we want good, wholesome, whole, clean foods. 20% of the time, enjoy it. Enjoy whatever you want. It's fine.
Okay. We are going to take a quick break, and then we will come back with our cadre of menopause questions.
Oh, gosh.
We have some menopause questions in here. I don't know if Erica will allow me to read them because they're menopause, sex, and workout related. We are going to take a very quick break. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. I am your host, Kendini Campbell-Moss, and we're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Out of my life, I'm no one better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't sell without you, sold my millions. I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss give us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Natural.
you want done, baby, do it naturally. Oh, anything you want, baby, I can do it naturally.
If you take your vitamins.
Oh, and if the menopause ain't kicking in. Oh, boy. Now, we have 10 more minutes.
Okay? Oh, my God, this time.
The time went so by
fast.
Quickly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dwight always tell me I need to go until 8 o'clock, but not tonight.
Wow.
We got to get out of here. My daughter didn't have school today, so I'm anticipating them having school tomorrow. And she has to get in there to get that classroom work done. So these are some of my questions here in terms of menopause. You mentioned the stubborn belly fat. So that's the question here. That question reads, how do you fight stubborn belly fat linked to menopause? And then this next question is, what are the best exercises for women going through menopause?
Well, for women going through menopause, it is consistency over aggressive exercise, if that makes sense. So moderate strength training, walking, Pilates, yoga. So my menopause group, we do a lot of strength training, yoga, and Pilates. And that gives you those tight, lean muscles. It draws in the belly. It works the core. It burns calories, enough calories. And then, of course, there's the nutrition component that goes along with that.
Now, when it comes up to menopause, right, do we think about the GPL? Tell me what it is now.
Okay, so I think where you're heading right now is the GLP-1.
Let me write this down properly. GLP-1.
Right, GLP-1 and GIP medications. So those are similar medications.
Right.
And those are medications that they mimic natural peptides in the body. There's a lot of gossip about what they are and what they are not, but they do mimic something we do have naturally occurring in the body. My philosophy in coaching is to educate myself on all of the options out there,
mm-hmm.
and to try to be able to be open-minded to find the best solution for each individual client.
Okay.
So, like I mentioned, 97% of my clients are successful in their weight loss journey with us. Most women lose 30 to 40 pounds in the first 90 days. We have clients who, within a year's time lose 100 and plus pounds. I think our record was a male actually that lost 98 pounds in 90 days.
Wow.
Yeah. But what's more important again is the keeping it off, the changing the habits to keep it off.
Yeah. How do you keep it off?
And that's where the coaching comes in. So when it comes to whether a client wants to do a GLP-1 medication, a gastric sleeve, if they've come to me post-op surgery, treatments, as well as nutrition and fitness plans. What's important is that we find a way that we can introduce better eating, prioritizing themselves and their health, that they can do that for the rest of their life, not just until they hit a weight loss goal. And so working with the coaches is what makes the difference. So when you come to a program like ours, if you're on a plan, let's say you're supposed to be at Pilates at a certain time and you're not there, somebody's going to pick up the phone and check on you and be like, hey, where are you? You know, you're supposed to be at Pilates today. What's going on? So
like, it's almost like Alcoholics Anonymous. You have a coach, you have a sponsor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we do group meetings every week. We talk about nutrition, but also lifestyle habits, how to implement, how to cook. We are opening up a cooking kitchen so we can teach our clients how to cook and prep food.
I would be so interested in that. I would be so interested in that. Tell me if this is also open to family islanders, because what if I'm in Exuma and I cannot get to you to have the conversation about my weight loss journey?
So the great thing is we have in-person programs, but we have programs that are entirely online, which could work well for busy moms that can't get to us because they have young children, but also clients on the family island. We have both exercise classes, nutrition coaching, and our meetings online, and have clients on, actually I have a few of them on the live now that are in the U.S. and on the family islands. I saw them say
hello. Did you say hi to everybody?
Yes. Hi, everybody. So great to see you. But we're really excited to start to launch the new GLP-1 program.
What time you open in the morning? Let me get there, please.
Actually, BPL, we are still out of power, by the way, in Saunders Beach Plaza.
Girl,
so
me too.
If you could have BPL, we want to be open tomorrow to help these people. So we have created a GLP-1 membership.
Okay.
So what I keep finding repeatedly is people have tried GLP-1 medications in the past, but they didn't have any support, nutrition
really?
Support or coaching support. So they just took the medication. They felt like it didn't work for them. They got frustrated. They really weren't clear on what the process of the medication was, the titrating up, what all of that meant, the side effects. They didn't really get the proper information and they just kind of dropped it all. So, I took the time to invest a lot of money and a lot of time in a GLP-1 nutrition and fitness coaching certification. I think I'm the first on the island to have a certification of this kind. And so I specialize in helping clients on GLP-1 medications not only navigate their nutrition, navigate their side effects and their exercise, but help them get the best results possible. So with our program, you would not only get your weekly injection, but you'd also get unlimited fitness classes, nutrition coaching. You'd get discounts on body contouring services like laser lipo, infrared saunas, and all of the stuff that we offer, you know, through our sister company, Flirty Girl Bahamas. So we're really excited to be launching that. And so we are going to have a special promotion. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say price, but it's going to be super cheap. So it's affordable.
Okay.
It is affordable.
So now, Diane, I work for myself, right? So I'm going to need to figure out how to do this. And before we started, I was telling you how difficult it is in terms of being a mom and having to to work out or even try to make it possible. And my god sister spoke to me yesterday or day before yesterday when she saw the flyer, and she said she comes to you. And she said, you have to really make time, you know, to put in for you, because if I'm not well, you know, what is the opportunity for an eye to be good?
And the analogy is this. When you're on the airplane, they tell you when they give the little speech, right? If there is a loss in cabin pressure, the gas, air mask come down, put yours on before you attempt to assist somebody else.
Correct.
And it's the same thing with health and wellness. So many of us are overworking. We're sacrificing. We're getting heart disease, diabetes, we're not eating well because we're doing it for the money for our children, or a lot of us are caring for our parents right now.
Right.
Especially women in the menopause age. We've got children and we have parents that we're dealing with, and we're responsible financially for these people. However, if we lose our health, right, it is not selfish for you to make that time for yourself, because if you lose your health, who is going to be there for them? Who is going to help them? Who is going to help them if you're now in the hospital? Who's going to take care of your child? It is the least selfish thing you could do is to keep your health in order. And you do have to prioritize. That's part of the coaching process, is really looking at what things are really important, which things you could delegate to other people, how you can find time, where you can find pockets of time if you don't have a whole stretch of an hour or 30 minutes where you could find 10-minute pockets of time. And so it's like every week you check in with me. We have a conversation. How did the week go? What went well? What didn't go well? And what could we change? Can we try a different strategy? And the most important thing in health and wellness to understand is it's not about being perfect, and the process is not perfect. Expect to have days where you totally mess up. The winning is in the not quitting.
Amen. Amen.
Just keep up, getting up and keep trying again day after day after day. And when you blink your eye, you don't even realize it. When you're climbing uphill, up a mountain, it seems so hard, but you have to stop, turn around and look. And then you see how far you've come.
I think that that's a perfect analogy. I think for me, Diane, if I could just lose 10 pounds, I would be most grateful. Oh my God.
You can lose 10 pounds on the detox in 1 week.
I come to you in the morning.
That's easy. Thanks, girl.
Diane, you have 1 minute. Talk to your audience. Give them the telephone number. Let them know where they can find you. Facebook, all social media platforms. Talk to our people, please.
All right, Bahamas and around the world. My company is Flirty Girl Bahamas, and my partner company with Coach Hall is 90 Day Transformation. We're located in the Saunders Beach Plaza on West Bay Street on the upper level, and we are getting ready to launch our Little Black Dress Project. You can lose up to 50 pounds before Christmas, and at the end of the program, we all get a free photo shoot, glamour photos, cocktails, the works. So pick out your Little Black Dress, and programs with and without medication, so you can go the exercise nutrition route, you can go the body contouring and spa service route, or you can go the medication route. It's up to you. So book your consultation. Shoot me a WhatsApp at 467-9630. It is my goal to make the Bahamas the healthiest and the sexiest it's ever been this holiday season.
Well, darling, I want you to know that I want to be healthier and sexiest, the most sexy. There's even such a thing. I thank you for this. And I think that body imaging, we touched on teenagers.
Yeah.
We touched on men and women, especially women with menopause. Before I stopped birth control, I did not have an estrogen issue, and I there was no issue. But now that I'm, you know, menopausing and things are different, it you see the weight. I mean, it's good weight. The fellas are still checking me out, you know.
Yeah.
But we have to be very mindful of what it is that we're doing. But I want us to be mindful that body image is all how you see yourself. And it all depends on how you see it. And if you need a little help, if you need a little something to get you over that hill, please find Diane. Diane, I'm coming to you. I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to get myself in order. I'm going to bring some of my girlfriends too, because I have a circle of friends, and we want to
be great.
We want to be the sexiest, okay?
Well, I would like to share in closing that I'm not somebody who just goes on the internet and makes stuff up.
No.
I have fought with body image issues and obesity my entire life.
Okay.
And for me, I had a health scare, and in that health scare, I thought, if something happened to me, someone is going to have to call my son in San Antonio and tell them that I'm dead, that I'm not here. And the horror of that thought shook me into understanding that whatever it took, I was going to decide to live.
Yes.
And
yes.
I didn't care if it was a medication, if it was me getting up every day. And you know where it started? It started by setting some boundaries.
Yes.
Putting my foot down at work, leaving at a certain time, starting at a certain time, cutting out times for my health, investing money into my health, investing time into my health, and not feeling guilty about it. Taking my life back. Loving myself. I always said I loved myself, but my actions weren't showing it. My body definitely wasn't showing it.
Exactly.
If you truly love yourself, give yourself quality food, give yourself rest, pamper yourself, and treat yourself like the king or queen that you are.
Diane, I think for me, I indulge in, I want my feet and my nails to look good, because I speak with my hands, and my mom always said to me, look at how your foot look.
That's right. It says a lot about people.
It says if your toenail polish off, your high heel black, fix yourself up, do properly. And I think that it's important for us to look and feel good. And there's nothing wrong with having 2 or 3 hours, you know, on a Saturday or on an off day, just to carve out time for you.
That's right.
Because, Diane, whether we believe it or not, we cannot take anything with us. Nothing. Ladies and gents, thank you for indulging me again on this sexy Tuesday. The rain fell yesterday. Please get home safely. For those of you that are going to have some popcorn tonight, have the whole wheat popcorn if you need to. But grab that person and put your leg on that person. Put your leg on. Let them throw the leg on. You have you some popcorn or some wine tonight, and have a sexy Tuesday evening. Thank you so much for listening to Kenny's Corner. We are here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Kenny's Corner.
I get this message for you, girl. But it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl. On time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I want to give you some good.
concerning lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no.
Nah, nah, nah.